In many ways, the key to life is knowing the right questions to ask.
有很多时候，我们在生命上的关键就是要问的正确的问题。
It's more than just doing the very next thing that comes up.
我们不只是走一步看一步。
And it's more than just the acquisition of knowledge.
也不只是不断的要让我们的知识增长。
We need to know the questions to ask that will frame the way that we respond to Christ and the way that we will respond to life.
我们必须问一些正确的问题，让我们能够对耶稣基督还有生命做出一些正确的选择。
And I want to directly challenge you, even at the risk of stepping on your toes this morning.
我现在要给你们发出一些挑战，虽然有可能会得罪你。
There is a tendency in our busy cultures and in our busy church lives to be driven by the question, what comes next?
我们在这个非常繁忙的世代，还有非常繁忙的教会生活当中，很有可能常常会问自己，下一步是什么呢？
Asking the question, what must I do next? What do I get to do next?
或者我们会问自己，我下一步应该做什么？或者我下一个工作是什么？
And I want to tell you that is the wrong way to approach life.
我要告诉你，你这样来看待生命是错误的。
It's the wrong question to frame the way that you think about life.
因为你所对生命上问的问题是错误的。
We need to think differently if we are going to live a successful Christian life.
如果我们要在属灵生命上活得成功的话，我们必须有不同样的思想。
Our question shouldn't be what's next. Our question should be this.
我们的问题不应该是下一步是什么呢？我们的问题应该是
the right question to ask is what's now.
我们应该问的问题，正确的问题是现在是什么？
And here's what I mean by that.
我的意思是这个。
When we as Christians ask the question, what is now? What we're asking is, who is it that I belong to? What does it mean to be a Christian in this life? And how do I live in response to that?
当基督徒问现在是什么时候的这个问题，我们其实是在问我到底是属于谁的呢？我现在的生命应该如何的活呢？
What I'm pleading with you to do as you consider life is to stop and realize who Christ is and what you have in Him, and let that be what defines your framework of life.
当你在思考耶稣基督是谁的时候，我要呼吁你们思考这个问题，就是耶稣基督对你来说是谁，而且你现在应该做一些什么呢？
A person who is only thinking about what the next activity is going to miss the opportunity to plant roots deep in the Christian life.
当一个人在思想下一步应该做些什么的时候，他会错失了现在他对他属灵生命应该做什么的一个良机。
There must be an internal meditation on our riches in Christ if we are going to be solid, deep, well-grounded Christians.
我们如果要成为一个非常有根基的基督徒，我们现在的心里面就必须不断的思考耶稣基督是谁。
And that is much different than thinking about what the only thinking about what the next activity is going to be.
这个跟思考下一步到底是什么是完全不一样的。
Profound spiritual growth, a meaningful Christian life.Christian maturity is reserved for those who meditate deeply on our Lord and Savior.
如果你要有深厚的一种属灵生命的话，你必须要默想耶稣基督这位救主到底是谁。
It's the art of asking the right question.
所以我们必须要问正确的问题。
The question is not what will I do, but what do I have in Christ?
问题不是我应该做什么，应该是我在耶稣基督里到底有什么。
And that helps us frame what we're going to see this morning in this morning session from the Gospel of Mark. So turn in your Bible to the Gospel of Mark.
这个会引导我们今天早上的这个思想，我们要从马可福音来思想。
So you know what to expect. What I plan to do this week is in the first morning session, we will go through a gospel. Mark today, Luke tomorrow, John on Thursday.
我们在这一个星期每个早晨都会看一本福音。今天我们看马可，明天我们看路加福音，后天看约翰福音。
And that will start our day with a focus uniquely on Christ.
所以我们要在每一天的开始专注于耶稣基督的独一。
And then in the afternoon and the evening sessions, we'll apply that by looking at Psalms as we go through the week.
然后在下午跟晚上的信息，我们就会用诗篇来应用圣经。
Now what you're going to find, and maybe you've never seen clearly in the Gospel of Mark, is that it is driven by being framed by the correct question.
可能你们会在读马可福音的时候错过了这一些这个大纲。马可福音其实是不断地用一些正确的问题来引导我们。
And the Gospel of Mark is driving you to ask this question about its central question, its central character.
马可福音其实是用不同的问题来引导大家问一个正确的问题，是关于马可福音到底是什么重点。
When you read the Gospel of Mark, you are meant to stop.To think and to ask this question, who is this man about whom I am reading?
当你读马可福音的时候，你必须要停止，然后问这个问题：我读到的这一个人到底是谁呢？
Who is this man who is called in the Bible Jesus Christ?
圣经里面称为耶稣基督的这个人到底是谁呢？
And you'll find that Mark uses the art of asking questions to help us think deeply about Jesus.
你会发现马可其实是在用不同的问题来让我们深深的思想耶稣基督是谁。
Look at the opening verse, Mark chapter 1, verse 1.
让我们看马可福音第一章第一节。
Mark sort of gives an introduction which answers the question that he's going to ask.
马可福音在这里给我们一个简介。
He says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
第一章第一节，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
That verse functions like a title verse to the entire gospel.
这个就好像整本福音的一个题目一样。
And here's what you need to understand about that is, as we go through it today, as you read the gospel of Mark in the future.
所以当我们今天看马可福音还有你将来看马可福音你必须要思想
That opening verse is designed to guide your understanding as you read everything that follows in the subsequent 16 chapters
这个开头的这一节其实是为了要引导我们如何的去读剩下的整本马可福音
And throughout the gospel narrative Mark asks questions thatYou are supposed to answer for yourself to develop a deeper sense of conviction about Christ.
通过整本福音，马可不断地问一些问题，让你能够作答。当你作答的时候，你会有一对耶稣基督有一个更加深的认识。
And he does it in a brilliant writing style that you're going to see as we go along.
他用一种非常明智的写法来让我们明白。
Here is the first question that you are supposed to answer for yourself as you read the Gospel of Mark.
所以你必须对这第一个问题作答。
This is our first point for this morning, and it's a question, who is this man?
所以这个就是我们大纲的第一点，这个就是第一个问题，这个人到底是谁？
Now, as you read the Gospel of Mark, he's not simply leaving it for you to guess.
当你读马可福音的时候，你会发觉马可不是让我们胡乱猜测。
And he doesn't simply make a declarative statement that Jesus is the Son of God, and in that bold statement expect you to respondto that statement alone.
因为马可没有单单说耶稣基督是神的儿子，然后就让你做出反应。
What the Gospel of Mark does is it walks us through the ministry of Christ and presents us with different aspects of his person and his power so that you are compelled to answer that question correctly.
马可福音所做的就是他带领我们去看 耶稣基督的事工从不同的方面不同的层面去看，让我们深深的了解到耶稣基督的事工后，然后我们才可以作答。
And so whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, the same question is being asked of you to answer.
所以无论你是基督徒或者不是基督徒，同样的一个问题你也必须回答。
And so as we approach the Gospel of Mark and answer the question, who is this man? Understand first of all that this man commands the spirits.
所以当我们看马可福音来回答这个问题关于耶稣基督是谁的时候，我们必须知道这个人他命令邪灵。
Look at chapter 1 verse 21.
我们看第一章第二十一节。
He says, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and began to teach.They were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
第一章第二十一节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Now look at verse 23. Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit.And he cried out, saying, What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
第二十三节，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And so notice what is happening here. Jesus is engaged right at the beginning of the gospel with a confrontation with a demonic spirit.
所以我们看见这里，当耶稣基督开始他的事工的时候，就与这一个巫鬼对峙。
A being of supernatural power, not a human capacity, but he is addressing a being with supernatural power.
这里的这个不是一个人，他其实是一个超凡的属灵物体。
And look what Jesus does with him in verse 25.
第二十五节告诉我们耶稣如何做。
Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." Throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him.
第二十五节，耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。”巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。
And so Jesus is confronting a demonic spirit. He merely speaks a word to him, and the demon obeys.
在这里，耶稣基督与一个邪灵对峙。耶稣基督只需要讲一声，那一个邪灵就必须要顺服。
What are you supposed to think? What are you supposed to ask in response to that? Look at verse 27.
所以我们对这一个 这件事的回应应该问什么问题呢？让我们看第二十七节。
They were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼也听从了他。
Now listen to me carefully, because this will unlock your understanding of the Gospel of Mark.
你要听好了，因为这会让你更加的明白马可福音。
You are meant to enter into this dialogue yourself, not merely read it as a third-party, objective, outside source.
当你读这一个对话的时候，你是要亲身的在当中，而不是以第三者的观点来看。
What you are reading about is not supposed to be simply something that is out there. You are supposed to ask the question yourself. What is this that I am reading about? What is this that has been presented to me?
所以当你看的时候，你不应该把这件事情看为是事外的，而你是应该在当中问同样的一个问题，就是这是什么事，这一件事情对我有什么相干。
And so what's happening here is much more than you and I reading about an event that happened 2,000 years ago and reading what somemiddle eastern man said 2,000 years ago about Jesus.
所以当我们读的时候，我们不单单是读一件在2000年前发生过的事情，也不单单是读关于一些中东人所讲的话。
What's happening is very powerful. Christ himself is presenting himself to you. He's presenting himself to us through the pages of Scripture and calling upon you to respond personally in the same way that people had to deal with him 2,000 years ago.
所以这里所发生的事情是非常有大能的，因为耶稣基督在通过圣经的页数来让你们知道2000年前所发生的事情，也是今天他要告诉你的。
It's not that this man 2,000 years ago said, "What is this?" It's that you today are supposed to ask yourself, "What is this that I'm seeing?" You are to internalize this and deal with these issues on your own, not simply externalize them to the people who live them out in time and space and history.
所以在这里不只是2000年前的人问这是什么事，今天你读的时候你应该问这是什么事，这样的话经文就会在你身上起作用，而不是关于2000年前所发生的事情。
And so as we read the gospel today, Christ himself is commanding our attention and is pressing these questions upon us. This is his word, and now through his word he is pressing this question upon each of our minds and consciences.
所以今天耶稣基督也是在用他的话来对我们强调一些事情，而不是关于历史所发生的罢了。
And so as you answer the question, who is this Christ? Well, I better start with the fact that he commands the spirits and they obey him.
所以当我们问这个问题，这一个基督是谁呢的时候，我们开始就要看这个人他命令邪灵。
Whoever he is, he has a supernatural, undeniable authority.
无论他是什么人都好，我们在这里看见他有一个超凡的能力。
Now,continuing on in the gospel, who is this man? It's not just that he commands spirits, it's that he cancels sin.
我们继续看下去的时候，要回答这个问题，这个人是谁？我们会发现他不只是命令邪灵，他也能够撤销罪。
This man, about whom we are reading in the Gospel of Mark, has the audacity to forgive sin against God. Who is it that can do such a thing?
这个人我们继续读下去的时候会发现他竟然能够自称可以赦免对神的罪，这个人到底是谁呢？
Look at Mark chapter 2 verse 1 and look for the questions as we read the text together.
让我们看马可福音第二章第一节，当我们在读的时候你必须要注意那里的问题。
Mark chapter 2 verse 1, when he had come back to Capernaum several days afterward, it was heard that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no longer room, not even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying.And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
第二章一节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外谁能赦罪呢？
Now, so Jesus has pronounced the forgiveness of sins on this man, and the question from the audience is, who can do this? Who has the prerogative to forgive sin except God alone?
所以耶稣基督对这一个人宣告他的罪赦了，在当众就开始问这个问题，这个人是谁呢？ 这个为什么他可以赦罪呢？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
And in order to drive the point home and to illustrate that he was not making an empty boast, Jesus does an external visible miracle to prove the power that he has to forgive sin in the invisible realm.
当然为了要证明他能够赦免罪是看不见的，耶稣基督行了一个能够用肉眼看得见的神迹。
Look at verse 8. Immediately Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way within themselves, said to them, Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up and pick up your pallet and walk? But, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home. And he got up and immediately picked up the pallet and went out in the sight of everyone, so that they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, We have never seen anything like this.
第八节，耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说：你的罪赦了；或说：起来，拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说：我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了。以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Now, what I want you to do as we're thinking through these things is try to. I realize that some of these narrative stories about Christ are familiar to you. Here's what I want you to do.
我知道对大家来说有许多这些故事都是非常熟悉的，可是我要你们做的是这个。
Try to think about them and read it with a fresh perspective, not based on your accumulated knowledge of the past, but read it as if you're seeing this for the first time, so that the questions that are being asked will come to your heart with a fresh power this morning. That's very important.
我要你们用一个非常新鲜的观点去读这一些圣经的经文，不要以你过去对这些经文的认识来了解，因为当你用一个新鲜的观点去看的时候，你就会明白到一些新鲜的事物。
Sometimes we need to blow the fog away of our prior thinking and the distractions of the day to see something with absolute clarity. That's what's so important here this morning.
有些时候我们必须要将以前的那一些烟雾都给吹走，来让我们真正的明白眼前所读的，就是我们今天要做的。
As we are reading about this man named Jesus of Nazareth who lived 2,000 years ago, we are reading about a man who commanded spirits and canceled sin. That is significant in a transcendent way.
当我们读到拿撒人耶稣基督2000年前所做的这一切的时候，我们会发现他有权力命令邪灵，而且他有权力撤销罪，这个对我们来说是非常关键性的。
And what you are meant to do is to let the cumulative impact of these different aspects about the ministry of Christ bring a weight upon your understanding and upon your conscience so that you will respond to it properly.
所以当我们读这一切的事件的时候，他们都聚集起来，对我们应该有一个非常大的影响力，让我们能够对耶稣基督做出一个正确的反应。
Now it goes on. He commands the spirits. He cancels sin. As you read on in the Gospel of Mark, you find that this man calms the sea.
我们不只是看见耶稣基督命令邪灵，还有撤销罪。当我们读下去的时候，我们也会发现他平定大海。
Look at chapter 4, verse 35.
让我们看第四章三十四节。
On that day, when evening came, he said to them, Let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Watch the question now, right there in the text. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not making anything up here this morning. This is all in the text for you to see with your own eyes. Verse 41, they became very much afraid and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
马可福音4章35节 当天晚上耶稣对门徒说我们渡到那边去吧门徒离开众人耶稣仍在船上他们就把他一同带去也有别的船和他同行忽然起了暴风波浪打入船内甚至船要满的水耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉门徒叫醒了他说夫子我们丧命你不顾吗耶稣醒了 斥责风向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯你们还没有信心吗我们要注意第41节这个不是我编造的这里是一个问题经文就在你眼前第41节这里说他们就大大的惧怕彼此说这到底是谁连风和海也听从他了
You know, one of the values of breaking away for a week like this is that it puts you in a position, if you'll take advantage of it, to respond to Scripture in the appropriate way.
其实当大家播出一星期的时间来到一起看圣经的时候，对你来说的一个好处，也就是如果你做出正确的反应的话，就是我们能够深深的明白到这个圣经到底讲什么。
And I commend your leadership and I commend you for making the effort and setting apart the time to come under the teaching of God's Word like this.
我也表扬你们教会的领导人，还有大家能够来到这里，我也表扬你们能够来到这里来看圣经的话。
If you're reading Scripture in a hurried way just to get through your devotions morning by morning, you don't really take the time to stop and let it sink in like it needs to sink in today.
有些时候，当你每天早晨只是为了要做这个灵修的时候，快快的阅读过圣经的话，你没有时间静下来看圣经到底是在讲什么。
And so God has given you an opportunity today to let this truth about Christ sink deeply in.
所以今天神赐给你们这一个机会，让你们能够深深的将关于耶稣基督的真理放入心内。Something
like this should be going on in your heart right now as we see these narratives about Christ.
当你们读到这些关于耶稣基督的事件的时候，你们的心里面应该是有一些如此的反应。There
should be a sense of awe and a sense of fear that settles in. That where you say, Do you know what this means? This man commands the spirits. This man cancels sin. This man calms the sea. I am in the presence of something supernatural that is unlike anything in my earthly human experience.
所以当你读到这一切的时候，应该让你的心里面觉得 战惊，而且觉得非常的畏惧，因为这一个人，他命令邪灵，他撤销罪，他也能够平定大海。这样的一个人，我竟然现在在他的当中。I
am in the presence of one who is greater than I am. It humbles me and it causes me to fear.
我现在正在一位比我伟大的人面前，应该使我更加的谦卑，应该使我畏惧。Now
there's one other aspect of what Jesus did that Mark gives us to help us deal with the question, who is this man?
马可也在给我们看多，从多一个方面来看，这个人到底是谁。And
it's this, Jesus comprehends secrets.
就是耶稣他深知奥秘。
Jesus understands the motivations of the human heart.
耶稣基督明白人心里面所存有的动机。
And his power to read the hearts and minds of men is completely undiminished. He has an unparalleled authority not only over external nature, but over the internal nature of man himself.
耶稣基督有一种权柄能够深知人内心所思想的一切。他不只是对外在的因素有权柄，他也对人的心理有权柄。
And what we see here, as in what we're about to see, Jesus can discriminate human touch based on human motivation.
我们在这里看得见，耶稣基督能够分辨人的触摸，这一种人的触摸是通过人的动机所带来的。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5, verse 21.
让我们看马可福音五章二十一节。
This is somewhat of an extended section, and so I'll break it up with the translation, to keep it moving.
这里其实有几项事件发生。
Mark 5:21. When Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and so he stayed by the seashore. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up, and on seeing him, fell at his feet.And implored him earnestly, saying, My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live. And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him.
马可福音五章二十一节，耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集。他正在海边上。有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁来见耶稣就俯伏在他脚前再三地求他说我的小女儿快要死了求你去按手在她身上使她痊愈得以活了耶稣就和他同去有许多人跟随拥挤他
Now it's very important for you to get a sense of the picture of what's happening here
你必须要在这里了解到底在发生什么事。
It's like Jesus is in a very busy, crowded, open market with people shoulder to shoulder moving together as one big crowd together. There is all kinds of pushing and crowding together going on. They are pressed together.
耶稣基督现在正在一个非常繁忙拥挤的一个市场上。人挤人都是其实是肩对肩的。
And so multiple people are touching him at this point in the narrative.
所以在这一个时候，其实有非常多的人正触摸着耶稣。
Now watch what happens in verse 25. A woman who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians.And had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him, notice that, behind him, and touched his cloak.
第二十五节，有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。
Now watch this. This dear, suffering, discouraged woman approached Jesus from behind.
你听见了，这个是一个非常的灰心，而且受了许多苦的一个亲爱的女人，她从耶稣基督的后头来。
She is outside the realm of his peripheral vision.
耶稣基督不可能从前面看见他。
And she reaches forward and she touches him.
她伸出手触摸了耶稣。
And why did she do that? Verse 28.
为什么她这样做呢？二十八节告诉我们。
For she thought, notice her internal motivation is being revealed to us in the scripture.For she thought, if I just touch his garments, I will get well.
意思说，这个圣经里面告诉我们，这一个女人心里面的 的动机到底是什么？我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
Now watch what happens and look for the question that is about to come. Verse 29.
我们继续看下去，而且要注意到将来的一个问题，第二十九节。
Immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around. See, it wasn't in his field of vision. It wasn't in the field of his physical vision. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?"
第二十九节，于是他血肉的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来，他必须转过来，代表耶稣基督在前面看不见这个女人，说谁摸我的衣裳。
And Jesus's foolish disciples thought that their Lord was asking a foolish question.
耶稣基督那一些无知的门徒以为耶稣基督问一个无知的问题。
His disciples said to him, verse 31, "You see the crowd pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" He said, "The Lord, many people touched you. Why are you asking a question like that?"
三十一节，门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤，你还说谁摸我吗？那么多的人，一定有很多人摸到你，你还问这种这样的问题。
And in verse 32, Jesus looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
第三十二节，耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
In the midst of this crowded situation, the disciples asked, "Lord, why are you asking a question like that?"
在这个非常拥挤的情况下，那些无知的门徒问了一个问题，主啊，你为什么问这样的问题呢？
And as Mark reports the story and what follows, we see that Jesus knew that this woman behind him had touched him because she wanted to be healed. She was not merely another shoulder in the crowd.
马可福音很清楚地告诉我们，因为耶稣基督清楚地知道这里有一个女人摸他是为了要得医治，而不像其他的人与他肩对肩的一种普通触摸。
You're supposed to ask the question, "Who can do something like that?"
你应该问的问题是，这样的事情谁能做呢？
Who can know the motivation of a human heart of someone that he did not even physically see?
谁能够深知人的心里到底在想什么呢？而且这个人他根本没有看见。
Over and over again, we're asked, "Who is this? Who is this? Who is this?"
我们重复的看见这个问题，这个人是谁？这个人是谁？
And as you keep reading in the Gospel, Mark presses the question home more openly, more directly. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse 14.
当我们继续看下去的时候，我们会发现马可福音给我们更加明确的一个答案。让我们看第六章第十四节。
Notice that this crucial section of the Gospel, the issue of the identity of Jesus Christ is brought front and center.
在这一本福音里面，这一段经文是非常的关键性的，因为这一个人的身份将被指出。
Chapter 6 verse 14, King Herod heard of it, for his name had become well known, and people were saying, "John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why these miraculous powers are at work in Christ." But others were saying, "He is Elijah," and others were saying, "He is a prophet like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard of it, he kept saying, "John, whom I have beheaded, has arisen."
六章十四节，耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了，就说，施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。 但别人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知，正像先知中的一位。希律听见却说是我所斩的约翰，他复活了。
See, and what the Holy Spirit has done in the writing of this gospel is he has used a technique to bring you into that same question that people were asking 2,000 years ago who were physical eyewitnesses to the ministry of Christ.
所以在这里其实圣灵在引用一种方式，就是如同2000年前那一些人的一样，他们不断地问问题，圣灵也是用这样的方式来让我们明白这一位基督是谁。
The greatest men of the day and the common person on the street could not avoid the question, and neither can you, neither can I.
当时无论是最重要的人物或者是普通老百姓都不能够避开这个问题，所以你我也不能够避开这个问题。
Now it's true that here in Mark chapter 6 they are speculating and giving the wrong answers, but they are dealing with the right question. They have framed the question correctly. Who is this Christ?
当然第六章这里告诉我们他们胡乱猜测都是错误的，不过他们却问了正确的问题，基督到底是谁。
Now, as you continue to read on in the gospel, Jesus himself puts this question on the table and makes it unavoidable.
当我们继续读下去的时候，我们会发现耶稣基督自己也问了这个问题，让大家都无可避开。
Mark chapter 8 verse 27,
马可福音八章二十七节。
Jesus went out along with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he questioned his disciples, saying to them, Who do people say that I am?
八章二十七节，耶稣和门徒出去，往凯撒利亚腓利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说，人说我是谁？
Just as a matter of reading and understanding the gospel, do you see this? Do you see why that is the central defining question of the gospel of Mark? Who is Christ? They've been asking this question all along, and now Jesus puts it to his disciples.
所以当我们读马可福音的时候，我们会发现不断地重复这样的一个重点，这个人到底是谁？每个人都在问这个问题，而且现在耶稣基督亲自问门徒这个问题。
Verse 28, they told him saying John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets.
二十八节他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
But Christ was not satisfied for them to simply repeat what the general public was saying.
不过耶稣基督不满足他们的答案，因为他们只不过是重复了普通人所讲的话。
And there's something very, very profound about being a Christian that is contained in this passage of Scripture.
所以这段经文里面让我们明白了身为基督徒一个非常深厚的问题。
You know, and so do I, that there are countless people who do not believe in Christ and who have different theories about who he is, and all are designed to make him something less than the Son of God.
你我都知道外面有许许多多不信主的人，他们有非常多的一些理论让我们告诉我们耶稣基督是谁，可是这些理论都是不都将他身为神的儿子的身份给降低了。
Now, this is so critical for you to hear.
你必须要听见这一个。
Those who are lazy, and those who are rebellious, and those who do not want to deal with the question, use the confusion of the masses as an excuse for them to not deal with the question personally.
那一些懒惰或者是反叛的人，他们就利用人所胡乱的猜测来作为一个烟雾，让他自己能够避开回答这个问题。
And I want to tell you that there is not a man or woman on earth who can evade responsibility for responding to Christ by saying there's so much confusion in the masses, I'm not even going to try to make an answer.
我要告诉你，没有一个男人或者女人可以有借口说，既然那么多模糊的答案，我就没有我不可能确实的知道。
Look at how Jesus deals with his disciples in Mark 8:29.
你看在马可福音八章二十九节耶稣基督如何对待他的门徒
Jesus continued by questioning them but who do you say that I am
耶稣基督继续地问他们说你们说我是谁
And Peter answered the question Peter answers the question for every reader of the Gospel of Mark and gives the correct answer and shows that a correct assessment of Jesus is possible even if the masses are confused.
彼得回答了，而且彼得给的答案是正确的，让我们知道了，当我们读圣经的时候，我们能够清楚地知道耶稣基督是谁，而且当许多众人有模糊的答案的时候，我们还是能够清楚地知道耶稣基督是谁。
Peter answered and said to him, verse 29, You are the Christ.
彼得回答说，你是基督。
Peter got it right.With the help of the Holy Spirit, Peter understood and just declared that this was no ordinary man at all. Even though he was walking in human flesh on the sod of this earth, the fact that he could command spirits and cancel sin and calm the sea and discriminate on human motivation on people that he hadn't seen,He could not be a mere man. He must be the Son of God.
通过圣灵的帮助，彼得回答的正确了，他的答案是对的，因为彼得深知这一个人能够命令邪灵，能够撤销罪，能够平定大海，也能够深知人心里面的奥秘，这一些都是一个超凡的人才能够做的，这一个就是基督。
This is the Son of God. God has visited the planet Earth.
这一个是神的儿子，神已经来到了这个世界。
There is no other explanation because no mere man can do all these things which Christ did. It's not just one miracle, it's a multiplicity of supernatural power that cannot be answered by anything other than the statement, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
这一个人所做的一切不可能是一个普通人所能做的。种种的神迹告诉我们他不是一个普通人，所以他就是基督，就是神的儿子。
Now, I want you to turn back to Mark chapter 1, verse 11.
我们翻回马可福音第一章第十一节。
Because interspersed through the record of the life of Jesus are statements from God the Father himself that affirms with an exclamation point what the rest of the gospel is teaching us.
因为通过整本福音有不同的时候都有神自己给耶稣基督所做的见证这一些见证都是用一个感叹号来告诉我们他到底是谁
At the baptism of Jesus a voice came out of heaven in Mark chapter 1 verse 11 and said this You are my beloved son in you I am well pleased
在耶稣基督受洗的时候，从天上有声音降下来这么说，在第一章十一节，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
And so God the Father is answering the question in the Gospel of Mark as well. Look at Mark chapter 9, verse 7.
所以，甚至连天父也正在回答这个问题。让我们再看马可福音。九章七节
At the transfiguration, Mark 9 verse 7, at the transfiguration, a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my beloved son, listen to him.
在耶稣显荣的时候，有 一朵云彩在九章七节，来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
You see, Mark doesn't merely raise the question, he answers it. He answers it on the lips of Peter. He answers it on the lips of God the Father. And he answers it in Mark chapter 14 on the lips of Christ himself.
所以马可不只是发问，没有作答，他也有为我们作答，通过彼得所讲的，天父所讲的，也甚至是耶稣基督所讲的。
Look at Mark 14, verse 61.
马可福音14章61节。
Mark 14, verse 61.
马可福音14章61节。
And so Jesus is on trial now, and in verse 61, the high priest was questioning him and saying to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? Again, the question has been put on the table.With no distractions.
在这里，耶稣基督在公会里受审，大祭司问他：“你是不是耶稣基督，就是神的儿子？”
Verse 62, Jesus said, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
第六十二节，耶稣说：“我是。”你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Okay, let's take a little time out and catch our breath here.
让我们暂停一下，休息一下。
Let's kind of gather up where we've been so far, because we got just a little bit further to go.
让我们将刚才所说的都聚集在一起来看。
The question is, who is this man?
问题就是这个人是谁？
And what you have in front of you is the proof of who Jesus is based on multiple miracles that no mere man could do.
摆在你眼前的就是不同的神迹来证明这一个不是一个平常人所能够做的。
Peter has given the answer. God the Father has given the answer. Now Jesus Christ himself has given the answer. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得给了答案，圣父也给了答案，现在耶稣基督自己也给了答案，他就是基督，永生神的儿子。
And now today, here as we are meeting together in this room in 2014, something very significant is happening that also supports the testimony of all of these things to your heart.
所以今天我们在2014年坐在这个房间里面，也有一些非常关键性的事件来为我们做见证。
Now, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God Himself, is attesting the truthfulness and the veracity of what you have seen. The Spirit is testifying and agreeing with the Word of God in your own heart. Yes, this is true. Yes, Jesus is the Christ.
现在圣灵正在你的心里面动工，圣灵正在引用圣经的话告诉你，是的，这个是真的，圣灵在为耶稣基督还有他的话做见证，这个就是神的儿子。
And so the word of God and the triune God, each member of the Trinity is affirming the testimony of Christ to your heart today through the proclamation of his word.
所以通过圣经还有三位一体的真神都在为你做见证，也就是用这圣经为你做见证，告诉我们这一切都是真的。
There's no legitimate question about it. The question has been answered on divine authority. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has the power to forgive sin.
所以我们不需要再疑惑，因为神的话已经做了见证。这一位就是神，他有权柄赦免罪。
But that begs a question, which leads us into our second point this morning. Why is he here?
这个会让我们问下一个问题，就是我们今天的第二点，他来这里做什么呢？
Why would the Son of God leave the glories of heaven and come down to earth to live as a man 2,000 years ago?
为什么神的儿子会放弃他在天上的荣耀，在2000年前来到这个世界上生活呢？
Well, you would never guess it, but this great one is here to die.
你应该是不可能猜到这一位伟大的神来世界是为了死。
Look at Mark chapter 8 verse 31.
让我们看马可福音八章三十一节。
And the rest of the message will go more quickly than what we've covered so far.
我们接下来会更加快的谈。
Mark 8 verse 31, Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
马可福音八章三十一节，从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
Look at Mark 9 verse 31.
九章三十一节。
For he was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he has been killed, he will rise 3 days later.
于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
Chapter 10, verse 32. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem.And Jesus was walking on ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were fearful. And again, he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Beloved, this is the third time that he has said this to him before the cross was ever in view.
第十章三十二节，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们。你看见了吗？耶稣基督三次的告诉他们，他所要面对的将会是死亡。
Now look at verse 33. Jesus said, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles.They will mock him. Jesus, of course, is talking about himself in the third person. They will mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise again.
三十三节，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Have something very clear in your mind. A man who can command spirits and calm the sea is not subject to humans crucifying him against his will.
你们在心里面必须要清楚，这一位人竟然能够命令邪灵，也能够平定大海。这样的一个人，不可能是因为人就能够杀害他的。
If Jesus is going to be crucified, it must be because he wanted it that way.
如果耶稣基督会被钉死在十字架上，肯定是因为他自己愿意这样行。
Why would he do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
Jesus tells us in Mark 10 verse 45.
耶稣基督在马可福音十章四十五节给了我们答案。
He gives the reason for his coming when he says, The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣给我们他来的理由，四十五节，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus came to offer his life as a sacrifice that would satisfy the wrath of God against human sin.
耶稣基督来是为了要舍他的生命作为人的罪的赎价。
Stated differently, this great Son of God who did all of these miraculous things came to lay himself down as a sacrifice to serve you who would believe in him for your salvation.
换句话说，这一位伟大的神，他能够行许多的神迹，他却来到这里，将他的命给舍了，为了就是你们这一些会信他而得救的人。
And so what Mark has done in as he has told the story of the historical reality of Christ's ministry is he has told us about the person and work of Jesus Christ.
所以马可这里所做的就是通过他的福音，他们他让我们知道耶稣基督到底是什么人，他所做的事工到底是什么。
But once again, beloved, that does not take us all the way to where Scripture would have us go in responding to the truth that we have seen this morning.
不过，亲爱的，这个并不能够带我们到今天这一段经文所要我们做出的反应。
The question is, if the Son of God did all of that, if he came to earth and displayed his power in this way, and then he died to give himself as a ransom, there's one more question that has to be asked.
虽然人子来了，他行了许多的神迹，而且他来是为了要将命舍了，来为我们赎罪，可是还有多一个问题。
Remember what I said to you at the beginning. The art of life is to be able to ask the right questions.
你记得我刚才所跟你提到的吗？生命之道在乎你问的问题正不正确。
And the right questions are very simple. Who is this man?
正确的问题很简单，这个人是谁？
Why is he here?
他来做什么？
And the third question is this. And this goes to the core of the heart of every one of us. The question is, what does he want?
第三个问题，这个问题是非常重要的，来到我们每个人的心里面是最重要的，就是这个人要的是什么？
If he's gone to all of this trouble, he must want something from men.
他做了那么多的事情，肯定是因为他对人有所要求。
And the Gospel of Mark tells us exactly what his call, exactly what his demand is. Mark chapter 8.
马可福音清楚地告诉我们他对我们的呼召，他需要我们做些什么。马可福音8章。
Mark 8 verse 34. He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father and the holy angels.
马可福音8章34节，于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。 人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他父的荣耀里，同众天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Jesus came to bring salvation to humanity, but he does not bestow that salvation indiscriminately.
耶稣基督来是为了要将救恩带给人类，不过他不会胡乱地赐这个救恩。
It is not that all men will be saved.
不是所有的人都会得救。
The fact of the matter is that a man, a woman, a child must determine for themselves how they are going to respond to this Christ who is revealed in the Holy Scriptures.
事实上，无论是男人，或者是女人，或者是小孩，每个人必须要亲自的做出圣经里面所要求他们做的反应。
And what I'm about to say What I'm about to say is the most eternally important declaration that anyone in time, in any culture, could ever hear.
我将要说的是世世代代什么时候都是最重要的一件事情。
If you would be saved from your many sins against God, you must hand your life to Christ to obey and proclaim Him no matter what.
如果你要从你的重罪中得到救恩的话，你必须要将你的生命交托给神，而且你必须要顺服基督，无论他叫你做什么，你都必须要宣扬他。
Look at verse 34 with me.
让我们看第34节。
If anyone wishes to come after me,
若有人要跟从我。
In other words, if anyone wants a share in the salvation that I came to provide, you must do this.
也就是说，如果你要在我所带来的救恩上有份的话，你必须这么做。
You must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Christ.
你就当舍己，背起你的十字架，跟从基督。
In other words, Jesus' call to follow Him, Jesus' call to salvation is a call for you to make a permanent spiritual commitment that transcends everything else in your life, including life itself.
也就是说，耶稣基督对我们的呼召就是要我们做出一个永久而且属灵的一种决定，就是影响到我们生命的。
This is no superficial matter. This is a call upon the deepest allegiance of your heart in response to the truth of who Christ is and why He came. You say, I surrender everything that I am to this one without condition, without qualification, without ever turning back.
这个不是一个肤浅的呼召，这个是一个对你的心里面最深的一种呼召，要你打从你的心里面对耶稣基督有一种最真诚的忠心，而且是一种不可能放弃的，无论你做什么都好，你必须要有做出一个这样的决定。
And Jesus says, whoever responds to me like that will enter into my kingdom and have full salvation and the free and final full forgiveness of all of their sins.
耶稣基督告诉我们，如果你是做出一个这样的决定的话，你就能够完全的进入神的国，而且得到完全的救恩。
But the person who tries to hold something back, the person who tries to hang on to a cherished sin, the person who says, I don't want to go that far, but I'll believe in Jesus a little bit, that person, Jesus says, I'm going to turn away. If you're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you at the judgment, and you will experience eternal damnation as a result.
那一个如果还想要保持一些的罪而不肯放弃的，这个这样的人，耶稣基督会说，当审判来临的时候，我不认识你，你会在下去地狱那里永远的焚烧。
And so that brings us to our final question this morning. Question number 4.
这个带我们到今天的第四个问题，也就是最后一个问题。
Question is, who is this man? Why is he here? What does he want? Now the fourth question.
所以第一个问题是，这个人是谁？第二是，他来做什么？第三，他要我们做什么？现在第四个问题。
It's a simple question.
是一个很简单的问题。
And yet make no mistake,that the way that you are answering this question, the way that you choose to answer this question is going to be determinative of your eternal destination.
可是你不要误解了，因为这一个问题虽然简单，不过你对这个问题的答案将会决定你永恒生命里的命运。
The question is, what do you say?
问题就是你说什么呢？
How do you respond to this Christ for yourself?
你对这一位基督如何做出个人的反应呢？
Forget everyone else. Forget who's sitting around you. Forget your children. Forget your parents. Forget unsaved friends. Forget saved friends. This is only about you.
你把周围的人都忘掉，忘掉你的孩子，也不要想你的周围的基督徒或者是非基督徒或者是你的父母亲说什么都没关系，因为你自己怎么说呢？
Let me address you as let me address those of you who are non-Christians this morning.
让我先对非基督徒说。
My non-Christian friend, what will you do with this Christ?
我的朋友，如果你还没有信耶稣的话，你应该怎样做呢？
You cannot avoid the implications of the truth that you've heard today.
你不能够避开今天你所听到这些真理的含义。
Who is this man?
这个人是谁？
Yes, the world mocks him. Yes, college professors try to redefine him. That is irrelevant. What do you say for yourself?
是的，这个世界可能会嘲笑他，或者是大学教授也能够给他做一个重新的定义，可是这一切都不重要，你自己怎么说？
Now, to the rest of us, to my brothers and sisters in Christ, let me say this.
对剩下的人，如果你是我的弟兄姐妹，在基督里的弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你们。
What we have seen from the Gospel of Mark this morning helps us greatly as we seek to frame our lives rightly.
我们今天看见马可福音里面所教导的真理，能够引导我们的生命。
Clarity about Christ frames for us an attitude of holy reverence toward Him that defines everything that we do.
如果我们清楚地认识耶稣基督，这个会引领我们对他有一种正确的态度，也就是圣洁而且敬畏的态度。
When you've asked the right questions and from Scripture given the right answers and responded in a right way, your life has been properly framed and defined for you.
当你问正确的问题，又通过圣经得到正确的答案，而且你做出了正确的反应的时候，你的生命就会是正确。
We tremble in astonishment before this great Christ who came to save us by name.
我们在这一位伟大的耶稣基督面前会颤抖，而且战惊。
We fall silent before him.
我们来到他的面前，不会有声音。
We worship him.
我们会敬拜他。
We obey him.
我们会顺服他。
So what do you say about this Christ?
所以你对这一位基督会说什么呢？
Stop and think, because your life is answering the question.
你要停下来思考，因为你的生命就是这一个问题的答案。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for this.Clear revelation in the Gospel of Mark about your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to help us respond rightly to it. Convict those who have not yet believed and bring them to a true repentance and faith in Christ. For those of us who know Christ, Father, we thank you that you have worked in our hearts to bring us to saving faith in Christ. It is a joy, it is a privilege.It is a responsibility to respond to him with utter devotion, undistracted commitment, unfiltered obedience, Father. To be able to respond to Christ in that way is the greatest privilege of life. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you for our Savior. And we pray that you would help us live to his glory now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.